Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula's High Schools, for Diplomas, 1 Zip Code. By 9th grade, the four paths that begin in Dakula's elementary schools have separated completely. Only one public high school carries a Dakula address, Dakula High, at 123 Broad Street. But depending on which elementary school a child started at, they may finish at Mill Creek in Hoshton, Archer, or Mountain View in Lawrenceville, or Dakula High here in town. The four high schools serving Dakula addresses. Great schools ratings are the one measure available consistently across all four. Enrollment for Mill Creek from Holmes.com, Dakula High enrollment is the 2023-24 figure. U.S. New state rankings were not retrieved for Mountain View. That spread, 6-9 on great schools, is wider than anything in the elementary or middle school comparisons. It is also the spread most likely to be misread, so it's worth unpacking. Dakula High by the numbers. Dakula High serves roughly 2,534 students in grades 9-12 under Principal Jeannie Hidalgo, with a student-teacher ratio around 18-1. Its attendance boundary includes the Gwinnett County portion of Auburn as well as Dakula. The school traces its origins to 1905, and its Falcons compete in GHSA athletics across more than a dozen sports. On outcomes, the school's own numbers are respectable and, in the case of graduation, better than the state's. Graduation rate, 86%, above Georgia's 84% average. Average GPA 3.36, average SAT 1130, average ACT 23, per niche. AP participation, 41%. U.S. News ranks it 87th in Georgia and roughly 3,506th nationally. 61% of students are economically disadvantaged, and total minority enrollment is 85%. That last line matters for interpreting the 6 out of 10 rating. Great schools ratings lean heavily on standardized test performance, which correlates strongly with student poverty across virtually every district in the country. Dakula High serves a substantially higher share of economically disadvantaged students than Mill Creek's attendance area does. A rating gap between the two schools is not, on its own, evidence of a teaching gap. SchoolDigger, which tracks longer trends, has Dakula High ranking between 55th and 194th among Georgia high schools over the past decade with a consistent 4-star rating, and its 4-year graduation rate ranging from about 82% to 90.5% over 5 years, on par with or better than nearby schools including Mill Creek. Mill Creek, Archer, and Mountain View. Mill Creek High in Hoshton is the largest and highest rated of the four, at roughly 3,812 students and a 9 out of 10 great schools rating. U.S. News ranks it 37th in Georgia. Reported proficiency runs about 65% in math and 66% in reading. It's fed solely by Osborne Middle, and it is where Fort Daniel and Puckett's Mill students land. Archer High in Lawrenceville opened in 2009, built partly as relief for overcrowding at Grayson, Central Gwinnett, and Dakula. It rates 7 out of 10, ranks 52nd in Georgia per U.S. News, and carries an AP participation rate of 41%, the same as Dakula's. Its parent rating on great schools is the highest of the four at 4.0 across 17 reviews. Harbin's elementary families end up here. Mountain View High in Lawrenceville also rates 7 out of 10, with a parent average of 3.7 across 21 reviews. It's the destination for Dyer Elementary students by way of Twin Rivers Middle. The district picture, and where high schools lag. Gwinnett's high schools are the one grade band where the district does not clearly outrun the state. On the 2025 CCRPI components, Gwinnett County Public Schools high schools beat Georgia on content mastery, 76.7 versus 69.2, but trailed the state on progress, 81.1 versus 82.2, closing gaps, 65.0 versus 71.3, readiness, 73.4 versus 75.4, and graduation rate, 86.0 versus 87.2. That's a district-wide pattern, not a DeCola-specific one, but it's honest context. Gwinnett's elementary and middle schools outperform the state on most measures, and its high schools are a more mixed story. Note also that Georgia no longer issues a single overall CCRPI score for any school as of 2025, so comparisons now have to be made component by component. One more thing worth knowing. Georgia ties some school choice scholarship eligibility to school performance. The state defines a low-performing school for those purposes as one falling at or below the 25th percentile in its grade band. For high schools, a 2024-25 CCRPI score of 65.7 or less. Families who want to know whether their zoned school affects eligibility should check the Governor's Office of Education and Workforce Strategy directly rather than relying on any third-party summary, including this one. What actually distinguishes high schools? Ratings compress a lot. If you're choosing between neighborhoods, these are the questions that tend to matter more than a 6 versus a 9. Which AP, dual enrollment, and career pathway programs does the school actually offer? Course catalogs vary meaningfully between Gwinnett County Public Schools high schools. What's the counselor-to-student ratio, and how early does college and career planning start? Does the school run the specific activity your child cares about, a competitive robotics team, a theater program, a particular sport at a particular level? How do students place into advanced coursework, and can a motivated student move up? Every one of these four schools graduates students who go on to selective colleges, and every one has students who struggle. Fit is worth more than rank. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeCoolaWire.com.